Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Before I get started today, I just want to give a shout out to all of the new listeners. Welcome. Thank you. Enjoy. Okay, round of applause, everyone, to the new listeners. Anyway, now that's out of the way, I said this on many occasions, and I have no problem with saying it again. I prefer winter. I prefer being cold over being hot. Extremely hot. Hot, 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 hot. My whole mindset and my whole perspective is, you know what? At least when it's cold, or when you're cold, you can always put on more clothes, start a fire, find some kind of form of heat, maybe hug, cuddle, you know, all that good stuff if you're into it. But start a fire. Who doesn't want to start a fire that's well contained and won't do any harm? Yay, fire. Come on, you know, fire. Anyway. But the flip side of that, when it's hot or when you're in an area that's hot, there's only so many clothes you can take off. Sure, you can turn the AC on, fan. Anyway, hold on. Fan? No. The only thing the fan's going to do is circulate the hot air. Yay, let's circulate the hot air. So, AC over fan. All day long, AC over fan. Fan just circulating the hot air. It's better than nothing, right? Unless you have someone that's waving a leaf and creating air that way. I'm pretty sure that's somewhat like a fan, but way better than a fan, probably way better than an AC, because that's telling me something completely different. That's telling me something else. That's a different level. That's something else. That's, hey, you're there because you want to be there. You're there because that's what you want at that current time, and you make stuff happen. You are that person, human, ruler. Yeah, you are that ruler. If you're not a ruler, you should be. So when it's hot and when the temperature's up there, you know, the sun's out, it's hot. There's only so many clothes you can take off, as I say. I mean, I definitely wouldn't have a problem with no clothes whatsoever. Go back to those days. Come on, you know. Gonna get there. Watch. Mark my words. We're going back. Taking it back. Yep. Yeah, there's only so many clothes you can take off. T-shirt. Yeah, sure. Wear shorts. Flip-flops. But you're still hot. You're still hot. And it's not the hot hot. It's the uncomfortable hot. Unless you have the AC, run AC all the time. There you go. AC, yes, AC. But when you're out and about, hey, not every place you go to has AC, unfortunately. And some people don't know what AC is to begin with. What is AC? That's air. Air what? Air conditioning? Air conditioning? Is that it? I believe so. I think so. Yeah. So like I say, I fall on the other spectrum. Give me the cold. Give me the ice. Give me the snow. Give me the sleet. Give me the black ice. Give me all that danger. Give me all that. I can handle it. Yep. That's my story. I've been saying it. I'm sticking to it. And I'm pretty much at the point now where it is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. I'm about that cold life. Young Code, that's me. Snow, come on, that's nothing. I can do that. I can handle that. Been there, done that.
Where you at now, Vince?
Hey. That's a discussion for a different day. Rain check. Yeah, see? You're getting it. Rain check. So the only problem that I have with snow is the other stuff that comes along with it. Like if I didn't have to dig my car out, or if I didn't have to dig out of snow. Yeah, because that's a whole different level of code. That's on a different playing field. That's not fair. It isn't the same. It's not the same. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You do the public transportation, you know, the public transportation that I spoke of, the whole living your life like a movie or a TV show. Hopefully not a reality show, but hey, no judge zone here. So yeah, you do the public transportation for a few days and you come to find out that you have to move your car every now and then, I didn't want to do it, but I guess I'll do it. I'm going to do it. I got to tell the story. Can't rain check this one. Cannot rain check this one. Nope. All right. So I've been and I lived in a lot of places. And it's one place. Area, place, whatever. Downtown, basically. And living downtown in a large metropolitan area, there's street parking, or sometime your building or wherever you're staying, your condo or whatever, something like that, usually has parking. And that's extra and is also factored into your payments or something like that. But it's considerably cheaper if you just park on the streets. And the thing about parking on the streets, there's a lot of rules to follow. And there's a lot of crazy different zones. It's like, hey, don't park there. Zone. So you got to have the proper paperwork. You have to have the proper stuff to actually park downtown. You can park downtown and you can use the meters and all that other stuff that can get, you know, all right, I'm paying for this small amount of time. Because I don't live downtown. I'm just visiting. I'm just, you know, trying to do something. Whether it's, I got to go to this business. I got to go to that business. I got to figure out what's going on in the city. Downtown, just for a little bit, just visiting. I'm not here to stay. I just want to visit. If you're that way, downtown is like, okay, you know what? Just do that. Visit. Handle your business. Do what you have to do. No punishment. All right, be gone. But if you actually live downtown, hey, downtown is telling you a different story. Downtown is telling you, you aren't like the visitors. You live down here. You should know better. Oh, meter for you? No. That's not going to work here. That's not working, period. Hey, you try to pull that on someone else. You live down here. And because you live down here, you know what? You got to follow a completely different set of rules. Different set of rules. I want you to park here on this day during this time period. Say what? You mean on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time, between these times, I can park here? But on Tuesday, Thursday, a different time, I have to park on the other side of the one-ways? What? How am I supposed to keep up with this? What's going on? And you mean to tell me there's someone that's going around a meter? Not even a meter maid. There's a traffic officer, or someone who just enforces the rules to make sure you're doing what you are supposed to be doing. Because golly gee whiz forbid that you attempt or think about breaking the rules just for 10 seconds. That's 10 seconds too long, and you will get fined. And now that that's known, back to the different rules you have to follow for different days and different times, you have to know. Oh, and you want to know what? Let's throw in another factor here. It changes with the months. Yeah, all this is baked in for the year, so you can actually plan and plot this out for the entire year. You can just go through and it's like, all right, I'm going to set up my schedule. Can't park here this day, this day, this day, this day, this day, and during these times. Can't park on the other side, this day, this day, this day, these times. During these months, during those months, these months, those months, these months, those months. Whoa, what's going on? Good thing I put all this on my calendar. But if you didn't put all this on your calendar and you're just risking it, chancing it, just going by, hey, what everyone else is doing, they have to be right because no one, not a large population is going to break the rules, right? So if 10 people on that side of the street, it's got to be the right day to be on that side of the street, right? Of course. No one breaks the rules. So now you're battling with that, knowing what side of the street to park on, what days, what times, and all that jazz. Yeah. And so in this big city, and during the winter months when it snowed, yeah, snow, I decided I'm going to park my car on this side of the street because on this side of the street, during this month, during this week, during the day and night, I'm good to go. I can just park my car and not have to worry about it for a week. And maybe the next week, move it and switch it to the other side. Well, there was a huge snowstorm to come through. And there are snow plows that just kind of plow the streets and the areas because there's this, it's downtown. And the thing about snow plows, it doesn't really make the snow just disappear and woo, poof, magic, snow's gone. It kind of just moves the snow. It directs the snow that's on the ground, that's on the streets, to a different direction. Therefore, if you are parked on the side of the street and the plows come down and it kind of just directs the snow to the direction of your car, to the direction where you parked at. Got that going on. Yeah, so I was there for a week, didn't move my car, plows came down, and basically the plows barricaded my car in. So yeah, I have this, all of this snow stacked up and my car's pretty much buried in. And I can only park there for a week, remember? So yay, it's time to dig the car out. Yeah, digging a car out took about 2 days. And how many? 1, 2, 3 people me included, and a lot of back and forth rocking and developing stuff so the wheels can get traction under the bottom. That day broke me. That day broke me. Because, you know, I told you, hey, I am the guy who prefers. I'm the guy who prefers starting fires, putting on extra clothes to get warm. Hey, that day broke me. That day made me reevaluate life. That day made me reevaluate it. You know what? Maybe this fan AC kind of deal isn't so bad after all. Hey, do I still have that opportunity to go somewhere warm? Talking to the person on the phone. Oh, okay. That's still available? Okay. I want to see what that life be like. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And you know what happened. Yep, it happened, right? Exactly. So yeah, that day broke me. The 2 days of digging the car out and having people help me get the car some traction and being able to move it from the spot before, you know, I got a ticket for being on the wrong side of the street during that specific time frame during that month and all other jazz that followed it. I just explained. I was like living downtown and this view, all of this is, it's amazing. I mean, it's amazing. Can basically do everything, have everything within view. Just, I want to eat this. Walk a few blocks. That one day, or those days of digging out and those days of trying to get the car out, that broke me. I was like, I can't do this anymore. This isn't fun. All of that good stuff, all of that other stuff, that incident, no more. It's time to see what taking clothes off, you know, the right amount of clothes, taking the right amount of clothes off without, you know, getting arrested and going to jail for indecent exposure or whatever. Is that what they call it? Something like that. We're going to see how this works out. We're going to play this hot game. We're going to play this heat game. I'm going to get the person. I'm going to get somebody. And I'm going to have this big, huge leaf. And I decided to go with clapping my hands 2 times. And then a person starts with the leaf and starts fanning me. I was going to go with the 2 snaps of the finger, but I thought that was disrespectful. So I said, you know, I'm not going to do that. We'll go with the 2 claps of the hand, and then you can start with the fan. And if that doesn't work, I'll just make eye contact. And if I make eye contact, that's the signal for the actual AC to come on. I was thinking about having my own personal AC machine follow me around for the different places I go that doesn't have AC. But I was like, you know what? That's pushing it a little too far. A little too far. Can't do that. Can't make that happen. Can't do that. I'm just trying to stay cool, not be too super hot. Hot the other hot. And see how that works out. Fan first, AC second. So far, hey, I can't complain. I haven't had to dig out or any sort of thing like that. And I feel as though that's the point where the Cleveland Cavaliers are right now. And LeBron James. I think it's safe to say they're at the breaking point. They are at the breaking point. And from this point, where are they going to go? Are they going to find their hot spot? Or are they going to continue to try to dig themselves out of something that they can't dig out? Or are they going to basically quit? Down in the series against Golden State, the greatest team of all time. Woo! Yeah! They're going to have to try to figure out a way how to get back in that series, figure out what works. Because they already know what doesn't work. Just like I kind of figured out that digging a certain way doesn't work in snow. And there's no need to continue to dig and dig and dig in the hole trying to figure out what side of the street to park on. Oh, and that wasn't like a year kind of deal. That was some years. It was just that one incident was breaking point. Just like the Cleveland, the one blowout game could be breaking point. Where are they going to go now? What new path are they going to take? Right? Come on, King. Clap your hands. Get that leaf fan going. Assuming that you want to take it back that direction, going to the heat, hot air, warmer climates. Yep. Or are you just gonna? We're gonna dig it out. Grab my two other buddies. Get some traction. Gonna dig it out. And that's the life we live, and we're going to dig it out these 4 months of a year. That's how we roll. That's how we're going to do it. Yeah, I know. Absolutely no sense whatsoever. And it happened. Yep. Anyway, I think it's pretty amazing how the voting's going of what football team I should root for. And I didn't know I was going to upset so many people about me talking about on the show of how international football sucks. Well, I'm here to tell you international football still sucks. And thank you for listening. Because even though you disagree, you still listen. Wow, that's pretty amazing. So once again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Extra, extra. It's not this show or it's not that show. It's this show. And it's always messed up. That's just how it goes. This is where it all stops. It stops. It stops. Come on, seriously. Stop it. That's what I thought. We out.